Welcome to the Crypto Gamer Podcast, your source for finding fun and profits in crypto games. I'm your slightly knowledgeable host, Nate, and this is episode 6. And today we are going to be talking about one of the top blockchain games according to Dapp Radar, Alien Worlds. Alien Worlds launched in December of 2020, and it really has not taken that long for this game to become one of the most popular blockchain games in terms of daily active unique wallets. Now, Alien Worlds runs on the Wax blockchain, which makes it highly accessible as anyone can easily play it by creating a Wax cloud wallet using social media logins such as Facebook or Google or even Steam. This game is also free to play, with every player receiving an NFT avatar and an NFT shovel so they can start mining the TLM token. That's right, you get 2 free NFTs just for signing up. But don't get too excited, because since there are so many of them and it's incredibly easy to get them, they are literally worth like a penny. But it's pretty cool that the developers understand what free-to-play really means and that they give you this way to start playing this game super easily. So you might have noticed that I mentioned that you mine the TLM token. TLM stands for Trillium, which is the currency inside and outside of Alien Worlds, and it can be used to acquire NFTs or participate in events. TLM is a cross-blockchain token, which makes it pretty unique. It exists on both the Ethereum and WAX blockchains. So how do we play this super hyped up game? Well, Alien Worlds is an idle mining game. And what does that mean? If you've been playing mobile games, you might have an idea what it is. It pretty much means a lot of the time playing the game is spent not clicking anything. You do some actions for a while, and then you wait, and then you do those actions again. So, in this example, you pretty much set up some tools for your avatar to use, and he or she mines a location on a planet. That can take anywhere from 3 minutes to 45 minutes, depending on what your equipment is and what planet you're on. After that, you receive some TLM crypto, depending on your level of the gear. Then you do the whole thing over again and over and over. It sounds super simple, but there are some minor details you need to pay attention to in order to play this game and for it to really start paying off for you. So there are 2 main details in this game: your equipment and where you mine. Now, your equipment is very important because you have 3 tools, and that's the whole way in which you mine TLM. Each tool comes with its own stats and abilities. So a tool has 4 different unique properties. There is the power, which is the amount of TLM that you earn by mining. There's the proof of work, so the higher of this, the less time it takes for you to receive your mining results. There's also luck, which is super important. This number represents your chances of mining an NFT. So sometimes you don't even have to buy an NFT with this game. If you have enough luck, you have a chance to actually mine NFTs, which can be super profitable. And lastly, charge time. This is the amount that you need to wait before you can mine again. So some tools, if they're really high-end power, they can take 20 or 30 minutes for it to recharge and for you to use them again. And also there are some tools that are very weak, but the charge time is something like 30 seconds or a minute. So it changes quite a bit depending on what the other stats of the tools you are using. Now, I also mentioned where you mine is a very important detail. So certain tools respond better to different land locations. There are also 6 different planets, soon to be 7. The 7th planet is going to be Planet Binance, because they just had a partnership announced. So on each planet, there are a ton of different environments, from forests and deserts to volcanoes and methane swamplands, and I'm sure there will be much more coming. Each environment has its own positive and negatives. Locations can change how your tools react when mining. They can also increase and decrease the amount of TLM you mine, as well as change your chances for getting NFTs. There's some really great online resources that show the location attributes, which I will put in the show notes, and it can be very helpful. So, although Alien Worlds is free to play, players can actually buy better equipment on a third-party marketplace, which is known as Atomic Hub. Now, Atomic Hub is lined up with the WAX network, so it makes it really easy to move in and out your NFTs. You can find this marketplace in the same location as your WAX wallet. Once again, link will be below. In addition to mining, there are some great ways to earn some passive income in this game as well with land ownership. Now, this is a little bit more on the expensive side of things. More advanced players can invest their own land parcels on the planets, gaining a daily allocation of TLM tokens generated by the planet and a commission from all TLM players that mine from their land. So, when you click on a land, it'll say commission percentage. And sometimes these can be 20% if it's a really good location, and I've seen some that go for only like 0.3% of a commission, although it's much harder to mine there and you can't make nearly as much. So if you own one of these lands that takes a large commission, it can really add up pretty quickly, especially as the user base continues to expand. So this so far has been fairly simple. You mine and repeat. And if you're rich, you might own some land. But there are many more features that are planned for Alien Worlds as well, which haven't even come out yet. For example, with the opening of the Thunderdome, which is sort of like their battle royale type of area, players can battle with each other, and it's pretty highly anticipated because there's a lot of these NFT cards that are already out, but no one's really sure how they're going to interact in the game. Once again, you can buy these NFTs on Atomic Hub already, but I would hold off until really they come out with a game plan as to what Thunderdome is going to be about. Also, like I previously mentioned, they have a partnership with Binance, hence the seventh planet being called Planet Binance, and soon it will be released. They haven't really given a date yet, but on Binance, there will be missions available which will allow you to earn NFTs through completing certain tasks. There'll be long tasks in natures, with some of them being 1 week, 2 weeks, 4 weeks, and even 13 weeks long. So pay attention to when this starts up, because it could be a really exciting time in this metaverse. So for my final verdict, 6 months ago, this game was awarding a ton of crypto, and the user base was a little bit smaller, but you could make around $20 a day. But as of right now, with the price having gone down quite a bit along with the rest of the market, the rewards have also gone down a ton. So looking through the message boards, people who were making $20 a day are now making closer to $1 a day. So it's really not worth your time and investment currently. I definitely, though, recommend checking out the Wax Cloud Wallet and all of the dApps that they have available, because they have some interesting games. There's a ton there. I could spend a lot more podcast talking about it, because there's like something like 50 dApps on there, and they keep coming out, and they're very forward-thinking, and I think there's some good things that could come out of this protocol. But for now, it is very cheap to get into Alien Worlds, so it might be worth just walking around and trying it out and figuring out the gameplay, because with some of the new things coming out, if you're already in it, it might give you a chance to make some of those early bucks. Well, next episode, we will be talking about the blockchain game Crypto Blades, which is an NFT role-playing game. Pretty much, it's a fighting game where players can level up their characters and craft some gear. You also earn crypto called Skill, which has shot up in value in the last 6 months. It's gone really high, but for more on this game, check out next episode. That's all for today. Thanks for listening, and if you enjoyed what you heard, please subscribe and throw a review my way. You can also follow me on Twitter, on Instagram for when future episodes come out. Details will be in the show notes. Also, feel free to message me on what you're playing or what you want to hear in the future. Thanks, and happy NFT hunting!